All right, buckle up, everyone, because today we're taking a deep dive into something you guys requested, something that's relevant to anyone hitting the road car accidents and legal rights, specifically in the Peach State, Georgia.
And let me tell you, this isn't just about knowing when to yield or use your blinker. This stuff gets real surprisingly fast.
Oh, I believe it. I mean, we've all had those close calls on the road, those moments where you're like, whoa, that could have been bad. But we're talking about the situations where it actually I is bad.
Exactly. And statistically speaking, in Georgia, you're more likely to die in a car crash than you are by drowning in the ocean here. Sobering thought, huh?
That's definitely not how I expected to start this deep dive, but it definitely grabs your attention.
It's about understanding that driving, as commonplace as it is, has serious risks. And with those risks come legal realities that a lot of folks just aren't prepared for.
So it's not just about being a good driver, but being prepared for when things go wrong, even if it's not your fault.
100%. We've all seen those drivers weaving through traffic, glued to their phones, or maybe even been guilty of it ourselves, right? But those little distractions, those moments of ignoring traffic laws, that aggressive tailgating, they all add up. And unfortunately, in Georgia, they contribute to a pretty grim statistic.
Let me guess, Georgia roads are a bit notorious.
Well, the Georgia Department of Public Health actually reports that car crashes are the leading cause of injury deaths in the state, number one.
Wow. Okay, so not exactly a statistic to brag about.
Not at all.
Which brings us to the heart of this deep dive. Let's say the unthinkable happens. You're in an accident that wasn't your fault. What's the first thing you should do, legally speaking, besides, you know, exchanging information and all that?
Time. Time is of the essence. In Georgia, there's a 2-year statute of limitations for filing a lawsuit after a car accident. It's the law, clearly laid out in the Official Code of Georgia, annotated, section 9-333, or OCGA 9333 for short.
OCGA 9333. God, I love those legal acronyms. But in plain English, what does that actually mean for someone who's just been in an accident, their head's probably spinning, they're shaken up? 2 years to do what?
It means you have 2 years from the date that accident happened to file a lawsuit against the person who caused it, the at-fault driver, to seek compensation for your damages.
Okay, so by damages we're talking about?
Everything. Medical bills, car repairs, lost wages if you can't work, even things like pain and suffering. That 2-year mark, it's a hard deadline.
So there's a ticking clock to get your legal ducks in a row.
You got it. And that's why we're talking about this right off the bat. Those 2 years might seem like a long time, but after an accident, things can get complicated fast.
I can imagine. So this 2-year rule, are there ever any exceptions, or is that pretty much set in stone?
There are a few, very few, exceptions to that 2-year rule. But they're definitely not something you want to bank on. That's why talking to a lawyer, like right away after an accident, is crucial. They can tell you if your case might fall under one of those exceptions. It's always better to be safe than sorry, right? Get that legal advice early on.
Absolutely. So someone's been in an accident, they've talked to a lawyer, and they find out, okay, I need to seek compensation. What are their options at that point? I mean, it's not like you just send the other driver a Venmo request and call it a day, right?
Right. There's a system for this sort of thing. Generally speaking, there are two main ways to go about it: insurance claims and lawsuits.
Okay, so those are the two paths, insurance or the big L word. Could you break those down a bit further? When would someone go one way versus the other?
Sure. Insurance claims, those are usually your first line of action after an accident. The whole point of car insurance, at least in this context, is to handle those immediate costs, fixing your car, medical bills if you're injured, that sort of thing.
So if the insurance company covers everything, you're good. No need to even think about a lawsuit.
Ideally, yes. That's the hope. But unfortunately, sometimes it's not that simple. Insurance payouts, they aren't always enough to cover everything, especially if you've got serious injuries or if there's a dispute about who's actually at fault.
That's where the lawsuits come in, right?
Exactly. When insurance falls short, that's when you might have to take it to court.
So lawsuits are kind of the more serious option for when the stakes are higher.
You could say that. Mm. You usually see lawsuits when the insurance money isn't enough, either because the other driver's insurance refuses to cover everything or because the damages, what you've lost as a result of that accident, are more complex than just fixing some dents and paying medical bills.
More complex. What else could someone be seeking compensation for besides those obvious things, the car repairs, the medical bills? What falls under that more complex category?
Well, there's the financial hit of not being able to work. If your injuries are bad enough that you're out of commission for a while, you lose income, right? Those are called lost wages, and those are usually pretty straightforward to calculate. But then there's something called diminished earning capacity, and that gets a bit trickier.
Diminished earning capacity? That sounds intense. What does that even mean?
It means the accident had a long-term effect on your ability to earn a living. Like, let's say you're a construction worker and you injure your back in the accident. You might not be able to do that kind of physically demanding work anymore. You might have to switch careers entirely, which often means a pay cut. So it's not just the immediate lost wages while you're recovering, it's the impact on your future earning potential. And that's something you can actually seek compensation for.
So you're not just out of commission for a few weeks. Your whole life and career could be impacted.
I see why that gets complicated. And it's not just about the money either. There's the pain and suffering you go through. And we're not just talking about physical pain, but the emotional distress, the mental anguish, all of that factors in.
So it's not just putting a price tag on a broken leg. It's about the lasting impact of that injury.
Exactly. It's about acknowledging how an accident can truly affect someone's life. And it goes even further than that. There's actually a legal term for it, inconvenience.
Inconvenience? Like, that's an actual legal thing.
Oh, yeah. It might not sound as serious as a spinal injury or something, but it covers a lot of ground. Think about it. You can't drive for months. Maybe you can't even walk your dog or sleep in your own bed because of your injuries. Those are real disruptions to your life, and the law recognizes that those have an impact.
It's all starting to make sense why you'd want a good lawyer on your side if you're considering a lawsuit. They understand how to factor all these things in.
Absolutely. An experienced lawyer, they know how to calculate those less tangible damages, how to gather the right evidence to support your case, and how to present it all in a way that accurately reflects what you're going through.
So we've covered what happens when you're the one who's injured, but there's another, even more difficult side to this whole thing we need to address. What happens if, tragically, you lose a loved one in an accident that wasn't their fault?
That's when we start talking about wrongful death lawsuits. And those cases, they're always tough, but they offer a way for families to seek some measure of justice, some compensation for that devastating loss.
Wrongful death lawsuits. I mean, the term kind of speaks for itself, but what exactly makes a car accident death wrongful in the eyes of the law?
Wrongful death, yes, legally speaking, means someone died because of another person's negligence or because of something they did wrong, a wrongful act. So in a car accident situation, it means that the accident and that person's death were a direct result of another driver's actions, recklessness, negligence, breaking the law, that kind of thing.
So it's not just that someone, sadly, died in a crash. It's that their death could have been prevented if not for another driver's irresponsible actions.
That's the gist of it, yeah. And in these cases, certain family members of the person who died, they have the right to file a wrongful death lawsuit against that at-fault driver.
Okay, so let's say a family wants to file a wrongful death lawsuit after losing someone in a car crash. Who specifically has the right to actually file that suit in Georgia?
So in Georgia, it usually goes to the spouse first. If the person who died, if they weren't married, then it'd be their children who could file the suit.
Makes sense. So it prioritizes those closest to the person, those most directly affected.
Yeah. And the law recognizes that these family members, they're not just grieving, right? They're also dealing with the loss of that person's presence, their emotional support, and often their financial contributions to the family, too.
Yeah.
It's a lot to process.
That's a really good point. It's not just an emotional loss. It's a practical one, too. And that kind of leads into my next question. In these wrongful death lawsuits, what are families actually seeking compensation for? I mean, with car repairs and medical bills, you can at least try to put a dollar amount on things. But how do you even begin to put a price tag on someone's life?
Right, you can't. It's impossible. And to be honest, that's not really the goal of a wrongful death lawsuit. It's not about replacing a life with money. It's more about, I guess you could say, trying to provide some financial stability for the family, who are now dealing with the loss of income on top of everything else.
So it's more about acknowledging the very real impact that loss has on a practical level, knowing that no amount of money can truly make up for it.
Exactly. On a practical level, families can seek compensation for things like funeral expenses, which can be surprisingly expensive, any medical bills that were incurred before the death, and the loss of the deceased person's future income. That last one, it takes into account what that person would likely earned over their working life if the accident hadn't happened.
So it's about trying to, as much as possible, make the family financially whole again, recognizing that their loved one isn't there to provide for them anymore.
That's the idea. But it goes beyond just the financial side of things, too. Failants can also seek compensation for what are called intangible losses. And those are, admittedly, a lot harder to put a number on.
Intangible losses, huh? What all falls under that umbrella?
It's about recognizing the loss of companionship, love, guidance, support, all those things that the deceased person provided. It's tough to quantify, but the law tries to acknowledge that their absence leaves a hole that goes way beyond finances.
It's about recognizing that emotional impact, the depth of what's been lost. We've talked about what families can seek compensation for, but what about the actual process of proving a wrongful death claim? What kind of evidence do you need to convince a court?
Well, it's similar to proving negligence in a regular car accident case,
mm-hmm.
but the stakes are even higher here.
Yeah. You
have to show, without a doubt, that the at-fault driver's actions were the direct cause of the accident and the death. It's a high bar.
So it's not just saying, hey, this person was driving recklessly and now someone's gone. You have to make that connection crystal clear.
Exactly. You need the evidence, eyewitness accounts, the police reports, accident reconstruction data if you can get it, anything that paints a clear picture of what led to that accident.
I imagine having an experienced wrongful death attorney on your side makes a huge difference in these cases.
Huge, absolutely. These cases, they require a deep understanding of Georgia law, meticulous attention to detail, and frankly, a lot of compassion to guide families through what is just an incredibly difficult time. It's not just about the legal strategy, it's about the human element too.
And having that legal support can make all the difference for a family that's already going through so much. Well, this has been a deeply informative deep dive, though I'll admit a pretty heavy one at times. Thank you so much for walking us through the ins and outs of car accidents and legal rights here in Georgia.
My pleasure. And hey, even though no one wants to think about this stuff, being informed is always a good thing. Knowledge is power, right?
Yeah, absolutely. To our listeners, stay safe out there on the roads. And remember, if you have any questions about anything we talked about today or anything else legal related, you know where to find us. Check out our website or social media. We're always happy to help. Drive safe, everyone.